Internet crowdfunding has become a very common means of fundraising for emerging artists in Utah. Websites like Kickstarter and GoFundMe allow anyone to create a website for any project, where they can embed a video about their ideas and why they deserve your money. Each project must set a fundraising goal with a deadline. Typically, creators will provide incentives for donations, with more enticing gifts being attached to higher donations. Some artists offer outlandish rewards for generous donors, like special performances or signed records. If the full amount of money is not raised in time, the creators of the project get nothing. If they do reach their goal, they're free to use the money however they want. Salt Lake City musician Danny Heslop raised over $5,000 from 33 backers to fund his debut EP. He plans to use the money to pay for recording studio time, audio engineers, backing musicians, and physical production of CDs. Reaching his goal also allowed him to take off time from his job to focus on his passion.
One of my roommates, and I haven't talked to him in over a year and a half or so, he gave me like $250. I was just like blown away how nice he was and how generous people all are, and people that don't even really know me that well. And people that don't even know me actually have given me, you know, like $100 here, $100 there.
Logan musician Taylor Ross Wilson received over $2,000 from over 100 backers toward his interactive album, which combines music with a video game. Incentives for donors range from CDs and cassettes to a full-blown recording session with Taylor. A donation of $250 bought you a custom performance by his band, Little Barefoot. Both Danny and Taylor successfully funded their projects and are currently working to complete their albums and deliver rewards to their generous donors. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Mikey Kettinger.